Earthquakes today. We have a lot of them popping off here by Japan, everybody. Everyone, Johnny Storm, don't speak. So it's not just La Palma. As I was checking the latest earthquakes here on USGS, I just saw a whole big cluster here by Japan. So I started looking over here and I see that they're all in the high fours, if not fives. And they're all in like the 10-kilometer depth, the 7-kilometer depth. There's a few that are deeper, 68, 40. That's the Solomons. But you get the idea. A whole bunch of them here. So if you look into it, there's been 36 altogether, including one of a magnitude 5, 9 that were between 4 and 5, 10 quakes between 3 and 4, and 16 between 2 and 3. So that's 36 in a 24-hour period. As you can see, they were kind of all over the place, but the bigger ones are centered right here closer to Tokyo. No reports of damage or anything that I've found yet, but that's a lot of earthquakes. A lot of shaking going on there in Japan, too. Not just La Palma. However, as we go over there, their earthquakes are off the charts. I mean, it says here in Volcano Discovery, the lava flow has decreased while the earthquakes have reached record numbers, and that's true. Almost 400 of magnitudes above 2 during a 24-hour window yesterday. So the tremors have increased, and they continue to fluctuate strongly. So while the activity is high, the visible activity has decreased a little bit since yesterday. But there have been lots of explosions and then short-lived lava fountains and ash emissions. If we look right now, it's still going. It's not letting up at all. So that's the latest from Japan and earthquakes around the world. And of course, La Palma and their earthquakes. And like they say here, as we've seen multiple times in the past weeks, the apparent relative calm of visible activity can change very quickly. There's no indication this eruption is close to an end. I would agree. Now, as we move from La Palma and volcanoes, we move into war. Ukraine calls for NATO deterrence package to stop Russian invasion as Belarus dictator Lukashenko declares Ukraine is ours and vows to help Putin rebuild Soviet Union. So, unreal, these guys. But Lukashenko can't do anything except talk without the backing of Russia. So I would take whatever he says with a grain of salt. But the Ukrainian foreign minister is urging a three-pronged approach at this NATO summit. He said Moscow could be deterred with sanctions and military support for Kiev. Putin has sent 94,000 troops to the Ukrainian border, sparking invasion fears. And fears deepen as Putin ally Lukashenko claimed Ukraine is ours. Ukraine has called for a NATO deterrence package to help stop a Russian invasion amid new threats from the Kremlin-backed Belarusian dictator that Kiev is ours. Like I said, it makes for great headlines, but I wouldn't put too much credence into what he's saying. But Vladimir Putin has sent 94,000 troops to the border area, sparking fears of an assault that would far surpass the captured Crimea in 2014, which, you know, they want us to believe that it was some type of military invasion of Crimea. It was not. Crimea voted, period. Over 97% of them wanted to join Russia. So they joined Russia. There was no major war or invasion. Now, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Kuleba told counterparts at a NATO summit in Latvia that he was confident this could be prevented using a three-pronged approach: communication with Moscow, threat of sanctions, and military backing for Kiev. But in response, the Russian president said Moscow would seek guarantees, precluding any further NATO expansion and deployment of its weapons near his border, a stern demand that comes amid fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. And that, folks, was the statement that he made today that we were talking about last night. And we'll get into more of it here in a second. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said at the NATO summit, Washington has seen evidence Russia could be planning an invasion of Ukraine, threatening Moscow with painful economic sanctions if it attacks. And fears over such attacks deepen today as Putin ally Alexander Lukashenko told a Russian propaganda outlet, I'll be doing everything for Ukraine to become ours. It is our Ukraine. People there are our people. Putin says his forces are simply reacting to a buildup of military on the Russian border, and a Kremlin spokesperson today claimed Ukraine had sent half its army, or 125,000 troops, to the frontier. And here's a picture of a tank taking part in exercise, NATO exercises in Latvia. That was on Monday. Here's a Ukrainian soldier sipping coffee in his dugout on the front lines near the area of Donetsk, I should say. Speaking at a Kremlin ceremony where he received credentials from foreign ambassadors, Putin emphasized that Russia will seek reliable and long-term security guarantees. He said, in a dialogue with the United States and its allies, we will insist on working out specific agreements that would exclude any further NATO moves eastward and the deployment of weapons that threaten us in close vicinity to Russian territory. He charged that the threats are mounting on our western border with NATO placing its military infrastructure closer to Russia, and offered the West to engage in substantive talks on the issue, adding Moscow would not need or would need not just verbal assurances, but legal guarantees. So there you go. That was basically a statement today that they don't want just talk. They want it on paper. Who's to say they're going to hold to their agreement anyway? But that's what they're demanding. Because he knows, in the end, NATO and the U.S. will not supply him with that. They will not give him any guarantees. And they'll just keep playing this silly game. So he knows they'll say no, that they won't engage with him, and it allows him to save face on the world stage when he invades Ukraine, which is coming. Like I said, just a matter of when. But that is the latest on that whole situation. Thought I'd better give you an update, along with everything going on in Japan with these earthquakes. Also La Palma, no signs of that slowing down anytime soon. So I'll keep my eyes on things as always. Don't forget, don'tspeaknews.com, home base for everything that we do. A lot of news here today that you cannot speak about anywhere else. So that's why we have the website. Here it is. Everything we do is here. And I just put up something about Dark Winter just a little bit ago from Mike Adams. Also, Russia and their plan for 2030 and their plan for a great reset and how shocking it is. And many, many more stories like it. And you can't speak about it anywhere else. Don'tspeaknews.com. All right. That's it for now. God bless. Take care. Johnny Storm. Don't speak.